Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to NAPWIC Talks. I am Jada Williams, your NAPWIC radio host today and National Blog Talk Chair, NAPWIC Marketing and Communications. It gives me great pleasure, just like the commercial just said, to ask you to follow, like, and share on all your different social media platforms that you are hanging out with NAPWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, or head over to our website at www.napwic.org and click on that red Join Now button. Yes, join now and become one of our newest members, as well as check out our calendar and our different committees and stay engaged in NAPWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We have an action-packed show planned for you today. So again, we thank you for joining us and listening in to NAPWIC Talks. In the studio this morning, we have Ursula Odom of Sula 2, Jackie Perry of JP and Associates, and of course, no other than Ann McNeil, the master builder herself. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Jada, if I were any better, you know, I tell you all the time, I would be you. I would be you, Jada. So I am very excited always to join our NAPWIC Talks Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NAPWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NAPWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NAPWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Join our conversation by pressing 1 on your phones. I guess everybody's excited in the studio, these glitches these days with technology, but Ann McNeil, the master builder herself, you were just speaking, Ms. Ann, on our excitement about our billion-dollar luncheons and how we have been turning them into the billion-dollar conversations here on NAPWIC Talks.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, Jada, I never get tired of hearing that commercial. Never get tired of hearing that. And so every month in 2020, we hosted a billion-dollar luncheon by industry. When we came into 2021, as many of us would recall, as a result of COVID, we went to quarterly luncheon. But in the month of November, we hosted a billion-dollar opportunity in water industry. And actually, Jada, right this moment as I'm speaking to you, I am physically at the water conference, AWWA State Water Conference, for my business, and been a member of AWWA for a very, 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 very long time. And I'm just very excited when I run into current clients, future clients. This year, they have lots of students who are here. And when we think about the event we just hosted in November, where we were blessed, I want to say blessed, to have many of the water agencies participate with us and share the billions of dollars of opportunities in the water sector. And then in addition to that, Jada, we were blessed to have the students, HBCUs, with Dominate Leadership, a lot of other members' leadership, bringing together the universities to talk about opportunities for blacks in water as college students. And so we were very excited to have FAMU be a part of that. And then, of course, under the leadership of Kyleen and Beverly and our awesome vice president, Dr. Esther Lambert, we had the training for water utility operators in addition to inspectors. I mean, I could literally go on and on and on, but I'm not going to do that. We have a guest caller, last four numbers, 2454. If you desire to speak before we go to our program, and we want to encourage everybody that's listening in, when you call in, if you desire to participate in the program, just press 1 on your dial, and we will invite you in to participate with us as a part of this program. But, Jada, we're going to go to another commercial break, and then we will come back with our special guest, Mr. Rudy Gonzalez, and have him share a little bit about what he shared with us during our billion-dollar luncheon in water. And I want to continue to encourage all of our listeners, Jada, as the voice of black women in construction, we always want to encourage our listeners to comment, like, and share on the show, but share the show with people who you think may be interested either in opportunities to do business or opportunities to partner with us or maybe just opportunities to just become a member. And so with that, Jada, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and then we'll get this party started. So I'm not sure if you have anything else you want to say before we do that, Jada.
Yes, indeed. Let's get this party started. No, Miss Ann, you've done a great job going over the show and getting us ready. I would just say, everyone, remember to go and grab during your this commercial break, go and grab your pen and pencil and get ready to take notes, and also including some NABWIC news you can absolutely use. You want to head over to Eventbrite or, better yet, our website so you can check out all of this, save the dates on our next billion-dollar luncheon in transit coming up in January in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you, Ms. Ann.
All right. And thank you, Dr. Lambert, for joining also. Hold on.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tylene Henry, and I have the honor and privilege to serve as the Detroit Area Chapter President, as well as a National Board Member and the Sponsorship Chair. We are so appreciative of our Diamond Level sponsor, Janet Fleming. They have been phenomenal in collaborating with us over the past few months and bringing together this amazing group of people, agencies, and organizations. So thank you, Janet Fleming. Would like to also acknowledge our platinum sponsors, Stantec and Calvin Giordano and Associates, and our gold sponsors, Russell, 300 Engineering, Brown and Caldwell, as well as Expert Dewatering. Also, I believe it's CDA, Carol Davis and Associates. So thank you so much. We appreciate your support, and we look forward to having your continued support as we plan for next year's Water Luncheon. So thank you so much to our sponsors.
Yes, indeed. We definitely appreciate our sponsors and all of our NABWIC friends and family that made this such a phenomenal event. So let's get into some NABWIC news, some good news that you could use in NABWIC world. We are so busy. The National Education Committee will be hosting their monthly educational training and financial diagnostics, Keeping Your Business Healthy. It will be a two-part series that will start this Saturday, November 13th, part one, and part two on November 20th. That will be hosted by one of our expert members, Shanice Bennett, out of Detroit, Michigan. So please head over and register for that members benefit training only. Yes, those are some of the different things that we have going on in NABWIC World. So you do need to be a member. You can get that registration over on Eventbrite and check out your emails for the flyers and all the constant communication with that training. As well, the National South Florida chapter will be hosting their monthly breakfast in December. The Atlanta area chapter will have their Who's in Your Tribe. So, of course, again, to all of our listeners, new members on the way, you can always keep up with NABWIC on our website at www.nabwic.org. And or head over to Eventbrite. All of our events are posted on our Eventbrite as well. So let's get into this billion-dollar luncheon and opportunities in the water industry, as well as hearing some of our keynote speakers, and one that definitely stood out. We can't give you all the tea, everything in one show, so just bear with us and listen in to one of our special guests, Mr. Rudy Gonzalez, speaking on procurement opportunities and DC water.
We are moving into our presentation. The first one will be done by Mr. Rudy Gonzalez from DC Water. And Mr. Gonzalez has been a wonderful partner with NABWIC along with Ms. Linda Fennell. And we will be asking Ms. Erin Oliphant to introduce Mr. Gonzalez. Linda, Erin, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, I have the honor of introducing Mr. Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez serves the authority as Director of Procurement at Capital Programs. Before joining DC Water in August of 2019, he held similar positions at Chesapeake Utility Corporation and the Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission. In his role, he is responsible for enhancing DC Water's capital programs, procurement capabilities, working in collaboration with the authority's engineering and construction groups to introduce best practices designed to impact the success of capital-intensive investments. Without further ado, I give you Mr. Rudy Gonzalez.
Well, thank you, Ms. Oliphant, and thank you, President Naylor and Dr. Lambert, for having me here. It is quite an honor to be joining everybody today and to get to share what we're doing at DC Water and all the amazing opportunities that we have for Black women-owned construction companies. I myself, a little bit of background too, used to be a construction company owner as well. I had a construction company for about 10 years when I lived in the Southwest. So very, very familiar with all the things that a minority-owned small business has to go through to get into the marketplace and get opportunities and get a fair shot. So, but yes, my name is Rudy Gonzalez. I'm the Director of Procurement for Capital Programs. And with me today is Ms. Linda Fennell, who's one of our senior compliance officers. And both she and I will be presenting today. So thanks, Linda, for joining me. First of all, who is DC Water? Procurement and compliance in what we do. DC Water is responsible for all the safe drinking water for the District of Columbia, as well as providing sewer and wastewater services for DC and surrounding counties, including Montgomery County, Prince George's County, Loudoun County, Virginia, and Fairfax County, Virginia. We have thousands of miles of pipes and pump stations and thousands of miles of sewer lines and laterals, and as well as stormwater pipelines. And we're constantly working on them because it's an aging infrastructure. It's been around for, you know, over 100 years, and the typical pipeline only lasts so many years, 40 or 50. So one of our goals is to increase how much we replace every year so that we can, you know, keep up with the infrastructure and keep providing high quality services. So lots of opportunities there that we'll talk about a little bit later. We also, like I said, treat wastewater for a population of 2.1 million, which is beyond just the DC area. Like I said, it's also the counties in Maryland as well as the counties in Virginia. But with that, we have that Blue Plains Advanced Treatment Plant, which is the largest advanced wastewater treatment plant in the world, with 384 million gallons of average capacity. Can you imagine that? $384 million of wastewater that comes in that we process. And sometimes when we have these huge rain events, it gets much even higher than that. So as you can see, we have an additional 225 million gallons of ability to get wastewater and stormwater treated. Lots of opportunities there as well. Any questions so far, or are we going to wait for the questions to the end? I guess we'll wait for the questions till the end. Next slide. Okay, so this is what we buy at DC Water. We have three different categories. The first one is a micro purchase under $25,000. Now, this is important because we don't have to go out and get competitive bids for that. Typically, they're small items that we need to get quickly. Lots of times, they're one-time items. So it doesn't make any sense to go through a formal, lengthy solicitation process. Above $25,000 and under $100,000, it's small purchases. Again, we don't have to go through a formal solicitation process on that, but we do have to get at least two competitive bids. And then finally, we have the large procurements, which are over $100,000, which do require a formal solicitation. And really, this is where you're going to find most of the capital projects in this category, you know, because we are a large organization with a lot of infrastructure needs. So most of our projects are going to be way beyond $100,000. This is a little bit about how we buy. And it's very typical for a public authority like DC Water. The first solicitation type that we have and that we post on our vendor portal are requests for information. And those are generally just to go out into the marketplace and let our stakeholders, our contractors, our consultants, our sub-consultants, our service providers know that we have a need and we're looking for information from you. We want to know your capability. Are you interested in this solicitation? You know, have you had any other experiences where you might bring some good ideas for us? Do you have some feedback on how the solicitation should be structured or how the contract should be structured? We are very open to getting feedback from our consultants, our contractors, because we want to work on removing barriers to entry to DC Water. Sometimes it's very hard and bureaucratic to get into an organization such as DC Water and understand what it takes to be successful. Linda and I are both working hand in hand along with Director Corey Gray, for the Compliance and Business Development Office to remove those barriers. And this is one of the ways we do it, with requests for information. So very important. I know I'm spending a lot of time on it, but you know, we encourage you, if you see one of these RFIs in an area that you're interested, please respond, because that's what we're looking for. We're looking for your feedback. Then we have our invitations for bids, which are basically your low bid type of contracts. If we have a very defined scope, and we know exactly what we're asking for, what we want, a complete 100% design, then we'll use this invitation for bids. And it's just around, you know, it's the low price. Whoever comes in with the lowest price and is responsive and responsible will be awarded that contract. And then finally, we have requests for proposals. Now, we're moving more and more towards requests for proposals because it allows us an opportunity to evaluate other factors other than just price. And as you know, sometimes price is not the best way to go. It's not the best value. So by doing RFPs, we're able to have conversations with you, enter discussions, ask you more about your company, ask you more about your approach and how you manage work, your relationships with your subcontractors or subconsultants, your ability to perform, your capacity to perform, and we have more of those. So it's more of a best value type of solicitation as opposed to just lowest price. And it's very successful because it allows us to talk about the risks and make sure that our contractors or our consultants understand exactly what we're asking for so they can be successful. It doesn't help us at all if we go through this big solicitation process, if then we did not communicate clearly as partners so that we know what each side is expecting and we make sure that the project is a success. So finally, let's get into the fun part, which is talking about what contracts are out there currently. By the way, this forecast can be found on our vendor portal on our website, and we have some links at the end of this presentation. We'll provide this presentation to everybody here through NABWIC. We'll give everybody a copy of this so that you can access the links. But first, let's talk about our linear assets, what we call our linear assets. And these are our pipelines that are buried in the ground. These are the contracts that require a lot of coordination between us and the contractor and our sister agencies like DDOT, who is responsible for everything that happens in our roads. And very often, these are the projects where you have to go in and cut up the pavement and disrupt traffic. So traffic control is very important for these, as well as then restoring the pavement and the sidewalks and the landscaping back to their original. So typically, I would say that the paving part of it and the restoration is a large part of these types of projects. It's not just replacing the pipe, but then going back and getting everything back to where it was or even better at times. That could be 30, 40, some cases even up to 50% of the total project cost. So there's opportunities not just in excavating and putting in pipe, but also in, like I said, paving, concrete, landscaping, traffic control, lots of good opportunities there. So when you're looking at responding to one of these, make sure that you've teamed up and partnered with good subcontractors or subconsultants that are going to help you get the job done quickly and within budget and within quality. So the small diameter water main replacements are the ones that are typical bread and butter. Those are where we're replacing water mains 8 to 10 inches. Our water main emergency response contract, that is when we have a water main break. You know, during cold weather, we have more breaks. We need somebody to go in and mobilize quickly, get the pipeline fixed, and then restore service and restore the paving and restore the job site so that we don't impact traffic as much. So that's what that is. That is more of a 24/7 on-call type of contract. Our sanitary sewer lateral replacements, those are very much like our small diameter water main replacements, except they're not the water mains. They're the laterals that go from your house to the main line, from a building to the main line. So very typical there. And then we have the Potomac Interceptor phase, which the Potomac Interceptor is a huge water sewer line that comes from Virginia and from Maryland. And we get up to 45 million gallons of sewer a day that comes into our plant through that Potomac Interceptor. And there's many places where it's in need of repair, very high, complex, very very interesting jobs, but very high in complexity and usually requiring a lot of community outreach and talking to our neighborhood associations and our residents. As a matter of fact, all of these require that. But Potomac Interceptor is just very much larger, as you can see by the dollar amount there. Lead-Free DC, a very important program, and I encourage you to go to our website and learn more about Lead-Free DC. But our goal is to replace every single lead line in the DC area, water line, so that none of our residents have to have lead water or lead water service lines. Very interesting approach to this one. One that I believe DC Water is leading the nation on this, and we are using equity as one of the factors on not only how to contract this, making sure that we have a lot of participation from certified firms, which Linda will talk about a little bit later, but also what areas we replace first. So we have, we're using census data and data from the federal government that tells us what areas in our city are traditionally underserved, or also we're focusing on areas that have pregnant women or that have small children, such as schools or daycares or community centers, things of that nature, we would be focusing on first. But eventually, we want to replace every single lead service line by 2030. The second one, lead service line replacement, is there is a program that the city District of Columbia will help assist you with replacing the private side lead service line. So there's a public side that DC Water has a responsibility for. There's the private side that the property owner has a responsibility for. And that could, you know, be a couple of $1,000s. So we've had a couple of programs set up through DC government where they will assist with that. And as you can see, the lead service line replacement for Cyper, this is actually going to be a large, very large project, $100 million plus. We think it's going to be way more than that, but we're still estimating and trying to find all the funding for it. But this is going to be a large program over the next 8 years. So I would encourage all of you to go to our website and look at that program. And I'm going to try to speed it up a little bit for the sake of time and leave some time for questions. Blue Plains and pumping stations. So we talked about the Blue Plains water treatment facility. Basically, what we have there is it's a fairly old plant and needs a lot of repairs. There's a lot of moving parts and pieces. And by the way, we have to repair these and keep it operating. So it also makes it pretty complex. But we're having the next miscellaneous facilities upgrade, phase 8. That's going to be a great opportunity to have a presence in the plant, start learning how to work with DC Water in the plant if you haven't already. But it's going to be a task order type of contract where we try to give task orders to more than one contractor. And by the way, that's where we're headed to as well. When we talk about reducing the barriers to entry, although this has $30 million, you don't have to be a $30 million contractor with a $30 million bond to participate in our solicitations, because what we try to do is we try to right-size the solicitation. So for example, this one, we're trying to figure out what the best way to divvy this up, make it into 3 or 4 smaller contracts so that we can increase our participation. The central office facility, we're going to be doing an electrical system upgrade there. Also a great opportunity. If you are an electrical contractor, But of course, we also need things like carpentry, drywall, concrete, masonry. So a lot of different trades there. Our headworks influence structure, that is actually working on one of the parts of the plant where all the sewage comes in, and it's a lot of concrete work on that one, a lot of concrete and steel and rebar work. Our meter shop roof upgrades, that's we're just making our buildings watertight, so that's going to be coming up in June. And that's it for the blueprints and pumping stations that we have right now. The last one that I want to talk about, very, very large project. You may have heard of it, the Potomac River Tunnel. It's part of our DC Clean Rivers project, consent decree, where we are building 17.5 miles, I think that's it. It might even be more than that, of huge tunnels. They're actually tunnels underneath the city, so that whenever it rains, instead of the rain going into your home or backing up your sewer or the rain mixing with sewage and garbage and going into the river, we capture it all in huge, like they're 10-foot tunnels underneath the ground, and we bring all that wastewater into our Blue Plains facility. A lot of opportunities there. Now, this is a bigger contract, and it's very complex, but there are a lot of opportunities to partner and to work, to work as a team and be part of that, and get some experience and some work. There are things, there's going to be a lot of concrete. There's going to be a lot of hauling. A lot of there's going to be a lot of coordination that's needed. A lot of construction management. Just encourage you to come and meet with us. We've already had a couple of events on that, but if you want to reach out to me or Linda, we can connect you with the Clean Rivers team, because that is just an opportunity that shouldn't be passed up. It's a great project. Now, with that, I'm going to hand it off to Linda. Linda, do you mind?
Sure. Good afternoon, everyone, again. Rudy, thank you so much. You've heard Rudy talk about all of those opportunities that we have coming down the pike during our forecast, his forecasting segment. And I, again, just want to piggyback off what he said and to encourage you to register into our vendor portal. Everything is going through our vendor portal with regards to submitting your proposals, your invoicing. We just upgraded to our Oracle Cloud ERP, or Enterprise Resource Planning. And so I would encourage you right now, as soon as we get off of this, out of this session, to go in and register into the vendor portal so you can begin to receive notifications of different opportunities that we have. Your training information here, in case you need some help in navigating that process, is there for you. We are moving away from a paper-based solicitation process, as most of our partners within the industry are doing. And so, please get into that system as soon as you can. Next slide, Rudy, please. And as you've heard, we've had a lot of our programs here and a lot of those opportunities that we have coming down the pipe. We want to make sure that, everyone has an opportunity, to either compete or be notified of the information. And, Rudy highlighted our capital program, but we have also other programs. And like you said, you talked about our micro programs, or those that are under the $100,000 mark. So we do have our disadvantaged business and women business enterprise programs. We have those programs. The programs, the procurements that follow under that program are basically those projects that are not federally funded. So the majority of our projects are not federally funded. And so this is our version of our program, to make sure that folks who are able to participate in our local program have an opportunity to do so. We also have our Fair Share program, those that are for those projects that are EPA funded. We have our program for that, our DBE and our WBE programs for that. And we also have our local small and local business enterprise programs where those are preference points that are applied, that if you are certified within our user jurisdictions with our partner agencies. You've heard Rudy talk about earlier about our user jurisdiction, the Montgomery and Prince George's County in Maryland and our Fairfax and Loudoun counties in Virginia. You know, if you are certified as local or local small, your preference points will be applied to those procurements. And of course, we have our strategic partners that, you know, we work with to make sure that, you know, if there's a need and if we need some capabilities or technical assistance, we have a cadre of partners who are to stand ready, you know, to help our firms be positioned so that they can compete and be ready, willing, and able to perform on our projects. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I believe this here is our useful links. Of course, our forecast for both our capital program, but also for our goods and services listed on our website. You have how to do business with DC Water. Information is there. You know, so everything you pretty much need with regards to our procurement program is right there. And if you have any questions or anything like that, feel free to contact us. That's all I have.
Yeah, thank you, Linda. And mm-hmm. if you can see there, we've got our procurement regulations and procurement manual. I encourage you to look at that. It's not easy reading. It's not fun reading, but, you know, it'll tell you a lot about the rules of engagement for DC Water. And with that, thank you all. That concludes our presentation. And again, thanks for having us.
Linda, Rudy, we definitely appreciate this great presentation. And please remember, there are two sides of DC Water, the public and private side, with many opportunities for employment, contracting, and, of course, getting that direct hands-on training, the certifications and education programs that are being offered. The main thing also that I hope you guys had your notepads and pens out. You know, we love saying that in NABWIC world, we are always ready to stay informed. Please reach out and register on their vendor portal is the best way to see all of these different opportunities available. Listen, it's been another absolutely amazing NABWIC Talk radio show. You know, you can always catch us every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Until next Wednesday, have a beautiful, absolutely amazing day.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.